welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445. And it's a really groovy reboot thing here.
Wow.
It's our second week on the air as we climb back into the marvelous world of radio and climb back into the marvelous world of what they're now calling spoken word. And that means the same thing as talk radio, except now they're calling it spoken word instead of talk. And good to be with you. We have, as I mentioned, a website, philhenryshow.com. We have a Bobby Dooley podcast coming up. Bobby is a longtime member of our panel. She has been on the show quite a bit as a guest. And I'd like to ask her this hour about her guest, a special guest, a super duper kind of cool guest. She has interviewed on her podcast over the years, or not over the years, over this past year, Jay Moore, Joel McHale, Patty Arquette. I mean, she gets some pretty heavy hitter type of people. And so we're going to be talking to her about that and to her about, you know, some of the other things that that she may have cooking, man, there at the Homeowners Association. We've also got some sports. You know, football is upon us. And I don't know, I'm not really a huge football fan. I mean, I am a huge football fan, not a huge preseason football fan. There's some people that can't get enough of it. I tend to think people that can't get enough football are just people that live in cities where there isn't anything else, you know, going on.
Well, Frank was saying to me that there are cities like, if they don't have baseball, if they don't have baseball.
Okay, who would that be? Who has football but no baseball?
The Dodgers.
What about the Dodgers?
Are you kidding?
No, oh, the Dodgers are a baseball team.
Oh.
The Dodgers are a baseball team. What city has football but no baseball?
Well, like Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. They don't have Major League Baseball.
Well, what does that mean?
Indianapolis doesn't have a Major League Baseball team. They have a Triple-A baseball. So they don't, for all intents and purposes, they don't have a Major League team. So they don't have baseball. So Indianapolis is a good example. Who else?
Baltimore.
What do you mean Baltimore? They got the Orioles.
That's football.
No, man, the Baltimore Ravens. Why don't you shut up, bud? Because you don't know what you're talking about, man.
You're talking about you don't have baseball.
Yeah, Baltimore's got baseball.
Take it easy, will you? Take it easy.
I know, Buffalo.
Buffalo what?
Buffalo, New York.
Well, there's more than one Buffalo.
Yeah, there is probably more than one Buffalo, but there's only one Buffalo that's got a football team. Buffalo, New York. So Buffalo, Indianapolis. I'm just thinking of towns where they're probably just dying to get their football team back, you know?
What about Boston?
Did I tell you to shut up?
What about them? They got the Red Sox.
They got the Boston Red Sox, okay?
Or no, I mean New England.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
What is?
Boston and New England are the same thing. It's the same city. It's the same market. It's the same thing, man, you know? New England Patriots, what are you, crazy? The New England Patriots are nothing unless they have Boston.
Yeah, well, they got New England, man. They got a whole lot more than that. Yeah, they got way more.
It doesn't make any difference what New England's got. That doesn't matter. You think the New England Patriots care? Do you think they really honestly care at the end of the day whether they got New Haven or Portland, Maine? They could care less. If they ain't got Boston, they don't have a football team. It's as simple as that. It's like the Minnesota Vikings. It's like the, you know, do you think they give one hoot and a holler about Minnesota? That's not going to pay the bills. They got to have at least that city. They got two cities, Minneapolis and what do they call it?
Well, what about the Green Bay Packers?
The Green Bay Packers, it's Milwaukee. That's what that is. It's Milwaukee. You know.
What?
Are you listening to me or do I got to belt you? You're talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, man, they're 90 miles away from Milwaukee.
The Green Bay Packers ain't got a football team unless they have a major metropolitan center from which to draw fans. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. The major metropolitan center near Green Bay is Milwaukee. It's 90 miles away? Sure. And the other thing about Green Bay is they've got a long, long, long tradition of drawing from the state of Wisconsin. They're kind of different, so you shouldn't even have brought them up.
Well, that's dirty pool because, you see, on the one hand, you're saying...
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sports, so you're not going to make an ass out of me. But I'm saying, what about Chicago? Well,
what about Chicago? Yeah, it's Chicago.
All right, what about Denver?
You're just getting dumber as the day gets late, you know, as it gets later in the day, man. What do you mean, Denver? What, so?
But Denver, what's near that?
Denver is Denver. There ain't no anything near that.
What's the big city near Denver?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Well, you're saying it's Denver. You mean that's it? It's it?
Denver's it, yeah. What's the big city near Denver? So there's Denver, you know, but you got to have Denver. Oh, no, they got a baseball team. So Buffalo, Indianapolis, I don't know. What about New Orleans? New Orleans, the Saints.
They got no baseball.
They got no baseball team. They got no Major League Baseball team. And Jacksonville. Jacksonville's another one's got no Major League Baseball team. So there's just enough cities around the country with football, with no baseball. And I guess that's what makes it a thrill a minute, you know. Now you got L.A., our fine city. We're going on. How many years now we've been going on with no football team?
Frank was saying the other day that it's a disgrace that the city of Los Angeles doesn't have a professional football team. And I said to him, well, then what are we going to do about it? And he said, I don't care. And so I said, well, if it's a disgrace, why don't you care? And he said, because you're supposed to say it's a disgrace. It really isn't. What does that mean?
Well, I think I know what Frank's talking about.
Yeah, what's it mean, though?
What it means is Frank's saying, yeah, it's a disgrace. We don't have a pro football. Nobody cares, though, because in L.A., you know, what with satellite television and with the transients of this city, and you know, you've heard all the reasons, and they're all true. We've got, I mean, L.A. at one time was a real homer of a team when it came to, or homer of a city when it came to football, because we loved the Rams, and the Raiders had their moment. I don't think the Raiders were ever embraced by the city the way the Rams were. But when the Rams left and the Raiders left, they left at a time when television has really taken over the sport of football. And it just has. And so on any, especially with DirecTV now, buying an NFL package, you get all the games. Who's going to get up off their ass and go down to the stadium unless you got really good seats? The only reason why I would go down to a football stadium to see a game live is if I had 50-yard line seats, man. You know, and I had a luxury box, something like that. I ain't going down there to sit in the end zone and to battle all kinds of jackballs for parking and for something to eat. Ain't gonna happen.
Well, that's what Frank was saying. But Frank was saying that if the Los Angeles whatever played at the new farmer land or whatever it's called.
Farmer's Field.
Yes. That we would have a luxury box. And I said, well, I will go to the game if we have a luxury box, but only if.
Well, somehow I...
Yay! Big deal! So you got money.
Thank God we do.
Farmer House.
Well, what is it?
It's called Farmer's Field because that's apparently who's going to sponsor it, Farmer's Insurance. But, you know, who knows? Who knows if that's ever going to happen? All right, world famous Phil Henry Show here. Our number, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Dick Van Dyke was in his car today on the 101 freeway. You know, the actor from the Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore, all them cats. And he's sitting there in his car, and he's minding his own business, and the damn car decides to catch on fire, just like that. And then, right after they pulled Mr. Van Dyke from the car, and just in the nick of time, the car explodes. So we're going to talk about that when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com and watch our live-streaming video of the show right now if you want, as well as our podcast tomorrow and our classic podcast at philhenryshow.com. Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And, you know, but more than anything else, we just try to have a good time. It's very interesting how having a good time these days is...
It's not such a good time. But I think having a good time is important, but I also think it's important to be... What is that noise I'm hearing in my head?
Nothing.
Turn down all that hiss. What are you doing anyway, man?
All I'm trying to do is reboot his iPod.
Will you get out of here with your iPod?
Trying to get it all loaded. I'm trying to get it loaded.
Trying to get it loaded?
Trying to upload or download. Download this, man. Huh?
Yeah, you're dirty.
All right, so welcome back to the show. Now, what the hell are we going to talk? Oh, yeah. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us here as we talk with him about a very, very unfortunate incident. And thank God everything, all's well that ends well, as they say. For our good friend there, Dick Van Dyke. And Mr. I say good friend, I don't know the man at all.
Well, then I wouldn't say he's your good friend.
I know, Mark. Take it easy, Margaret, okay?
Well, if you know him, I happen to know him.
Okay, you know him. Would you call him your good friend?
I would say that I know him. You don't, and I...
Yeah, well, you gotta be careful.
I don't have to be careful of anything. God!
Well, what are you all upset about?
I said our good friend Dick Van Dyke, just to say, be a nice guy, and you're all, ooh!
Boy, you really are. Look at... Just because you don't know the ones that I know the ones you don't know.
Yeah, she knows a lot of them.
Ain't that something else? Ooh, well, I'm just all blown away.
And please watch your language.
What does that mean, watch my language?
Blown?
I said blown away. Jay, Jay, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing real good. Thanks for having me on your program. Sounds like you're having a little bit of a family squabble there. I understand totally. But thank you very much.
What do you understand?
Well, Ms. Gray, I just trying to say that I am familiar with Mr. Dyke, or Mr. Van Dyke, too, and I am very familiar with him.
Are you friends with him?
I would say that in my mind, I am friends with him. I've admired him for a long time. I'm very nervous because you're asking me questions that...
Yes, I'm asking you some questions here that you don't have the right answers to.
Listen, Margaret, no one's impressed me the least in who you know. I'm talking to Mr. Santos now about the Citizens Auxiliary Police and their safety precautions to see if we can't avoid what happened on the freeway today there with Mr. Van Dyke, even though you have a volunteer police force, Jay, that has no real enforcement power.
Well, what you did right there, Phil, is you paid me a compliment and you kicked me right between the legs at the same time.
I was going to say...
No, I didn't.
Well, we do have... Hold on for just a minute. Trump Fairline? What we are talking to you about, Phil, is not so much whether we have arrest powers. We are concerned Citizens Auxiliary Police, concerned... Roger. We are concerned with the safety of our fellow citizens, and certainly there's nothing that you won't make fun about that. Why you won't make fun of that?
I'm not trying to make fun of you, Jay. I have to let everybody know that you aren't exactly... You've had run-ins with the police. You guys are out there trying to do enforcement, and in some instances, you have no right.
I would not say that we have no right, Mr. Henry. You and I have been down. We have done this dance before. You know, I've twirled you, you've twirled me, and then I've gone off and gotten punched. So,
Well, okay, that's a really... I'm not comfortable with that comparison. Anyway...
Well, I think that what Phil is saying here, Jay, is you aren't a cop, so quit pretending you're a cop.
All right, well, then I'll quit pretending I'm a cop, you won't quit pretending that you know Dyke.
That I'm a Dyke?
No, that you know...
Are you talking about Dick Van Dyke?
Yes, sir.
Then say it, okay?
You called me a Dyke, or are you talking about Dick Dyke?
I'm talking about Dick Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke is his name.
I'm sorry, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke, that's exactly correct.
Okay, so today on the freeway, Mr. Van Dyke, you know, have a little respect here, okay?
I've got nothing but respect for Mr. Van Dyke. I got nothing but respect for Mr. Van Dyke. I come on your program, and Ms. Gray is already trying to create a hassle where no hassle exists.
There was no hassle existing until you came on here and made the claim that you happen to be tight, real butthole tight, excuse me for saying, with Dick Van Dyke.
I didn't say I was butthole tight. I said... That I, in my mind, okay, in my mind, I feel as if I know him.
All right, that's great, Jay, but that doesn't have any relationship to the planet Earth. You know, if you know him, you know him. If you don't, you don't. In your mind doesn't count. So let's get to what it is we want to talk about. Tell me what you know about what happened out there on the freeway today.
Well, can I ask something?
No, you may not. No, you can't.
Yeah, that's right, you can't.
Oh, well, okay. Yes, Daddy.
I'm sorry, but we're wasting time.
Bill, what happened out there on a 101 today, my understanding was out near Calabasas. I know you know that area very well because you drive that just about every day, correct?
I do.
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, give it to a friend.
So sorry, mate.
Roger.
What was that? That sounded like a kid's toy.
No, that was not actually police. Shut up. So the...
And I will not have him tell me to shut up, Phil.
All right, I'm going to throw you out of here, Margaret, and I'm going to hang up on you, Jay, and I'll be rid of both of you, and I'll just do the rest of the show with me and Bud and Robert. How's that sound?
I don't...
I said I'll throw you out and I'll hang up on him.
Fine.
Sorry.
So what happened today, Jay, out there on the 101 with Mr. Van Dyke?
Phil, what happened was Dick Van Dyke was traveling, in my understanding, in a northerly direction on a 101 freeway in a Jaguar, and he was with his wife, Arlene, when apparently... Stand by. Yeah, I'm going to think. When apparently the car had some problem, electrical or otherwise, some motor or locomotion problem. The car was not able... In other words, the car wasn't driving no more. So he had to pull over. And he really didn't pull over. It just, because the car shut off, he just coasted over and then hit the brakes and it stopped, you know. But, and so.
Okay, fine. I got it.
All right. And so then he was leaned over to make a call to the emergency road crew. And what happened was the car caught fire. Well, he didn't see it. Well, apparently his wife got out of the car, Arlene, and Mr. Van Dyke was calling, and the car's on fire. And his wife, Arlene, is out of the car, and he's leaned over, and he's making a call. So he didn't see it. His wife, Arlene...
Okay, his wife got out of the car. He's making the call.
Oh, did I already go through that?
Yes.
You were already down through that part.
Okay, where am I now?
He's made the call. She's out of the car. The car's on fire.
All right. The car's on fire, and that's when a good Samaritan came over and opened the door and grabbed Mr. Van Dyke by the arm and said, let's go, you got to get out of there because the car is on, in fact, fire, was a good Samaritan. Now, I don't know what that means, a good Samaritan, but I was seeing that in a lot of the news.
Do you read the Bible?
What has that got to do with it?
Because it's in the Bible. The good Samaritan was a stranger that helped a man. He helped Jesus. I don't know, but he's a guy that's a stranger that helps you. And he was from Samaria. So they called him the good Samaritan. And it's a biblical story to illustrate the worthiness and the efficacy of helping someone even though you don't know them. You're just a stranger, and you help another stranger, and it's a good thing.
Well, whatever. I mean, I was just asking. So,
well, that's why they called him that, because it was a man who didn't know Mr. Van Dyke. You know.
Well,
that's stretching it a little bit.
Why is that stretching it?
Well, Mr. Henry, he's Dick Van Dyke. You gonna look down there and let him burn up? I wouldn't.
Well, how do you know he knew who he was?
Dick Van Dyke is one of the most recognizable people in the history of American television.
That may be as it is, but the fact is, you don't necessarily know that the guy that saw Dick Van Dyke recognized him. He just saw a man in the car leaning over a phone.
How do you know what he saw? You know.
See, this is what he does, Jay. He's always telling me what's up, and he won't listen to me.
Wait a minute, just a second. What you guys are trying to tell me now is this guy looked down and saw that it was Dick Van Dyke and decided to pull him out of the car.
I'm saying that that's the most likely scenario.
Yes.
That's the most likely scenario. Not that there's just a guy who sees a man in a car and the car's on fire and he decides to reach in and pull him out.
I doubt seriously. Are you going to do that? Am I going to do that?
Yes, I would.
Oh, right. Are you serious and you're going to risk getting blowed up?
Are you gonna, yeah, seriously, Mr. Henry.
I don't know that anybody thinks about that. I don't know that anyone in a moment like that is thinking about, you know, whether I'm going to get blowed up or not, as you said, Margaret.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did, Margaret. You said blowed up.
Yeah, I did.
No, I did not. I wouldn't speak that way.
I thought I heard you say blowed up, too, but I could be wrong.
Well, you're all wrong.
All right, fine. We're wrong.
Well, I can tell you all think you're right, though.
It doesn't matter. The point is, I don't know that anybody thinks about that. I think you see a human being that's in trouble. And the first instinct that most people have, regardless of the danger involved, is to reach over and try to save them. That is almost a reflexive, instinctive thing. Call me crazy, call me nuts, I don't know. That's what I think about that. All right, folks, we're going to be back here with more from Margaret Gray and Bud and Robert and, of course, our good friend Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk with them about this episode today on the freeway with Dick Van Dyke, who was in his car with his wife. He was in his Jaguar. I have a Jaguar, by the way.
Big deal.
In any event, he was in his Jag, and apparently it had some kind of problem. They pulled over to call 911 or to call, you know, AAA. I think he said he was calling AAA, as a matter of fact. And the next thing you know, the car's on fire. His wife gets out. Mr. Van Dyke is still dialing for help, and someone comes along and pulls him from the car. Just ahead of the car, there was another explosion of some kind in the front end of the car. So very interesting, very, very, and the car was just blackened. I mean, blackened. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here at 855-500-7445, online at philhendryshow.com. It's the online home of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And there are people that are saying, why are you always pitching your website? Why aren't you doing that?
I'm pitching my website, man, the same way a lot of guys pitch their website. What the hell's the problem here? So, and if they want a little something more of the Phil Hendry experience, well, they can just go there.
Yeah. Good time, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you. All right, so Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joining us, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com. Now, and I say online because we're doing a live video cast of our show right now, so if you are interested at all in, you know, watching as well as listening to the show, you can do that. Jay, we're talking about Dick Van Dyke and the incident that happened on the 101 freeway, and I forget where we left off, as a matter of fact. It's been so bloody confused. Let's take a phone call.
I don't know where we are.
Well, Mr. Henry, I was trying to explain to you, you know, when you go over to get a man out of a car.
You were trying to explain to me when you go over and get a man. I don't even know what we were talking about, but I know we were talking about Mr. Van Dyke getting out of the car just ahead of the fire crew, the Good Samaritan. That's what we got bogged down in.
What do you mean bogged down?
Because I got to explain everything to you, sir. You don't. Let's go over here. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil. I'm enjoying your program, and you have my sympathies talking to this gentleman because I was northbound on the 101 freeway this afternoon, approximately 1:58 p.m. And my wife and I were going to. Is that funny? Yes, northbound, we were going to the doctor. We live southbound of the 101 freeway, and at that time,
sir, this is Jay Sanders. You say that you saw it.
I would ask this gentleman to please be quiet while I finish my thoughts. I have some of my thoughts that are still fresh in my mind as to the events of this afternoon, and I don't need you, sir, with all due respect, polluting and plugging my mind up like a plug of sewage in the drain pipe.
Yeah, I understand, sir. Go ahead.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Hendry, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right. And so, is this you, Mr. Hendry, or is that the other guy?
It's me, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. When my wife and I were northbound on the 101 freeway, as I was saying, and we, what is that noise?
Hold on for a minute, sir. Roger. 12:52.
Oh, baloney. Are you trying to pretend? What are you, Captain Video or something?
Yes, sir, I'm not trying to make fun of you.
All right.
Sir, just go ahead and tell your story. Mr. Santos has a police radio there.
Yeah, I'll bet he's got a... The only thing this guy's got is a Dick Tracy...
Sir, excuse me, I got a lot more Dick Tracy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. I'm just outraged listening to this man babbling his way through the saving of a human life. For God's sake, I was in the United States Navy in Korea, and I can assure you that if we saw a man in a Jaguar burning, we wouldn't have to wait 5 seconds.
Hello, Lloyd. This is Margaret Gray. How are you, dear?
Yes, dear. I'm fine.
When would you see a man burning in a Jaguar in Korea?
If we saw a man in Korea, I don't know. But if I saw a man pulled over to the side of a road in Korea in a Jaguar...
In a 2013 Jaguar?
Yes, in a 2013 Jaguar, even though it was 1951. I don't know what's possible in the space-time continuum that is the war.
Okay, you know what, Lloyd? Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Now, you think I'm fattier than three...
All right, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445 here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Frank Gray is on the line. Margaret, your husband, Frank. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing better than Custer, young man. Listen, I want to talk to this guy, Santos. Mr. Santos, you there?
Yes, sir. Casey asked you. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. Listen, I happen to know the Van Dyke family very carefully. And I know that she's not an idiot.
Don't know his wife?
No, I'm not talking about her wife. I'm talking about her. If you'll listen to me, I know that she is no idiot, and I know the first thing that Dick Van Dyke will do is protect her wife. And if she told her to get out of the car, then I'm telling you right now, then she would only tell her to get out of the car to help save him.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Dick Van Dyke and her personal assistant. Wasn't her personal assistant there, Bob?
No, I think it was just Mr. Van Dyke and his wife.
Oh, okay. I thought that she told her to get him out of the car. Well, if she told him to get out of the car, then it must have been just the two of them. And she must have told him to get out of the car. And maybe he caught his skirt. I don't know.
All right, so you're saying that Dick Van Dyke was very mindful and very courageous in getting his wife out of the car.
You better believe it. And I don't know who this guy here is, but whatever it is she thinks she's saying, she's an idiot. Let me ask you something, buddy. Jay, is that your name?
Yes, sir. My name's Jay Sounds.
And what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Kathy.
All right, does he approve of you?
Who?
Your wife. Does he approve of you?
I'll tell you something, buddy. There's a lot of screwy stuff to you, Sam.
All right, just, Jay, why don't you hang on for a minute? Go ahead, Frank.
Well, I want to talk to her because she's the one that's causing all these problems.
Well, you can't talk to him right now because he's...
All right, well, I'll just tell you this much. I happen to know Dick Van Dyke, and she's one of the funniest guys I ever met in my life. And she and I get together over shots and beers and talk about our wives. And, of course, we both love our wives very much. She loves him, and I love him. And, I was shocked. I thank God Almighty that she's okay and that her wife, he's okay too.
You bet.
All right, young man.
Thank you very much, Frank Gray. Jay?
Yeah, what's going on with that guy? He's about as goofy as two coats of paint.
What?
All right, just never mind, okay? We're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So, apparently you're taking it from all sides here, if you'll pardon the expression.
I'm not sure. I'm taking it from what?
In other words, you're getting a lot of grief here. And, Jay, how else do you see getting someone out of a car? To think that someone is going to pull a guy from a car because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, that's it. That was the point that I was trying to make, okay? That's before all. I think that Dick Van Dyke got pulled out of that car because people recognize him as Dick Van Dyke and nothing else. And if they only thought that he was anybody, you know, that he would have cooked.
Well, I refuse to believe that about the human race.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you, if you've been down the roads I've been down, I've been down some dirt. I've been down. I wouldn't go up no road at all. But I've been down a lot of roads, and...
What do you mean you wouldn't go up any road?
Well, because I think that denotes a certain orientation.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jay.
What are you hanging up for?
You know, I'm done with your stupid jackball talking. How about that? God! I wouldn't go up any roads because that denotes a...
Well, Jay's got a point.
He ain't had a point since we've talked to him on the air all low these many years ago. So all's well that ends well for Mr. Van Dyke. Although we did have a camera crew there from TMZ, and the guy called him, hey, at one point, because it's a very, very young crew, and Dick Van Dyke's 87 years old. I got to tell you something about Dick Van Dyke. At 87, that cat is doing pretty good, man. I mean, he... He was very lucid, and he looked pretty good for 87, too. Full head of hair and smiling and grateful to be alive. And he was very conversant with the guys in the guys who had the cameras there. You know, it's pretty heavy, man. How does TMZ figure out that that's Dick Van Dyke's car?
Well, I think probably the paparazzi is following him, don't you?
Well, with all due respect to Mr. Van Dyke, who's following him around? I mean, I'm not saying that he's not a big name. He is. But are there really cats that are just, hey, there's Dick Van Dyke. Let's see what happens to him.
They probably got some guys that they've assigned to Dick Van Dyke duty. What do you mean Dick Van Dyke duty, man? I don't know doing that.
Dick Van Dyke duty? I mean, I think that probably what they have is a fair amount of good luck, followed by good instincts. And, of course, on any given day, on any freeway in this town, there's bound to be some cat with a camera. I don't know. His wife, Arlene, is the one who okayed. She released the video. So am I to believe that TMZ asked permission of the family?
Did you say Arlene released it?
According to the story, Arlene, Dick Van Dyke's wife, is the one who released the video to the media right after it happened. I don't know. All right, sports fan, you don't suppose... Nah, I wouldn't believe that.
Well, Did Dick Van Dyke set fire to his own car?
No, he didn't do anything of the sort. All right, folks, we're going to... Yeah, I refuse to believe anything like that. Absolutely, positively dopey. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Our number, of course, is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. Online at philhendryshow.com. And we're going to come back with our final segment of the program here. Don't forget Bobby Dooley with a podcast later in the week. She's got a special guest, a special heaviosity guest that she'll be talking about, I'm sure, on the show. Do we have Bobby coming up? All right, this final segment, Bobby's going to join us and tell us just exactly what she's got. And by that, I mean what she's got for an interview for a podcast later on. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Phil Hendry Show here at 855-500-7445 and philhendryshow.com. And this quarter hour, we're going to get Bobby Dooley on the line here. Bobby has her podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast, which has turned into quite the, well, it's a hit if she keeps on doing them.
Yeah, she's gotten a little bit lazy. I'm not going to criticize Bobby because that'll just slow the show down. But if you want people to listen to your podcasts, you've got to do a few of them.
All right, let's get Bobby. Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for the advice that I don't need, Margaret.
I'm not trying to give you any advice.
Right, hold on. I don't want to get... Thank you very much, Margaret. Anyway, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Phil.
All right, so you have a very special guest coming up on the Bobby Dooley Podcast. Who is it?
Well, Phil, we're really excited. I don't know myself. I'm very excited. And I'm really excited about Henry Rollins will be on our podcast. And
all right, so you don't sound like you know who Henry Rollins is.
I do know who Henry Rollins is. He was in Black Flag. I know all about Henry Rollins' work as a solo artist, but it was not anything that I could say that I went and saw because of the fact that I was very young.
So what are you saying?
Excuse me, am I going to have to talk to her?
Margaret, would you just...
Fine.
I don't understand.
What I'm saying is that I love Henry Rollins. I love Black Flag. I love Henry Rollins, the actor. I love Henry Rollins, the performance artist. I love Henry Rollins, the artist. But for the longest time, I had to tell people that I hated him and I hated everything that he stood for because he was very counter to the things that I supported in order for me to get where I needed to be. Okay. So.
All right, so in other words, you were just playing it so that you could climb some sort of a social ladder, and liking Henry Rollins was not part of that?
No, I wasn't climbing a social ladder, Phil. Yes, I was climbing a social ladder, but not the way you put it. You know.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you're saying, were you climbing a social ladder? I wasn't doing it like that.
Well, how were you doing it? Were you doing it like this? I was climbing a social ladder.
You know, Phil, I can hang the phone up just as fast as anybody.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm just trying to, you know... So, in other words, you were not allowed to like Henry Rollins.
No, the boyfriends that I had refused for me to like Henry Rollins. Or they would get violent.
Or they would get violent. Get a load of that.
What are you talking about? Yeah, what's that mean? They beat you up?
My boyfriends did not approve of Henry Rollins' music because they all liked, and I did too, REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon?
Well, Phil, you know, quit acting like you're the arbiter of good taste.
I'm not. I'm just, you know, you were supposed to like... You went out with guys that wanted you to like REO Speedwagon.
Yes, and the girl that did Gloria. Gloria, Gloria, did it. That was
Laura Branigan.
Laura Branigan. I saw her at the Universal Amphitheater. So I did like Henry Rollins and Black Flag, but like Jeff Sircone didn't want me to go see them. Dave Gillian didn't want me to go see them. Stu Roberts didn't like them. His father didn't like them.
So all these guys that you went out with were a bunch of what? Jackasses with the Letterman sweater?
No, this was the 80s still. Nobody was really all that Letterman. Although, you know, there was still very much a divide. But we like, I'll tell you who we like. We like Katrina and the Waves. 99 Lust Balloons. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was great. So.
Oh, big. You know, you're such a big man.
Hey, Bobby, what is it with you? Did you like Black Flag or didn't you?
I did.
Then what are you all getting on me for? 99 Luft Balloons. What's that mean?
It means red balloons. I'm sorry.
It means red balloons.
Well, what is that, man? Is that some song?
Yeah, that's a song by Katrina and the Waves. It was pop. It was punk.
The hell, it was punk. It was punk. That's a hot one. So who else did you like?
I liked all those groups. I liked Los Microwaves. I liked Concrete Blonde. I liked all the L.A. bands at that time, you know. But my boyfriends would...
Did they beat you? I want to know. This is Margaret.
They did. They punched me, yeah.
Your boyfriends punched you if you liked...
If I said that I liked them. One night I wanted to go down to Madame Wong's and I wanted to go see Robert Fripp. And Oingo Boingo and Stu Galland, who I was going out with at the time, he was a big REO Speedwagon fan, and he punched me in the mouth.
What?
Oh, my God. Where is he now?
Oh, you can't touch him. He's a big wig in the state of Utah. Not Utah, no. Wyoming, something like that.
Punched you in the mouth?
But did he knock your teeth out or something?
No, but I mean, I had a fat lip.
Because why? Because you wanted to go where?
I wanted to go down to Madame Wong's.
Madame Wong's down in China. Madame Wong's is a club.
I can explain it as good as you, Phil. Madame Wong's is a club in L.A., okay?
Fine, go ahead.
That's all I said.
It was in Chinatown.
I said that, too.
No, you didn't. Phil did.
Well, who cares? So you went to Madame Wong's and you saw Robert Fripp.
Yeah, I saw Robert Fripp and Oingo Boingo. And when I came home, Stu was there, and he's all... You did what? And he punched me.
I have to ask, I got to ask Shane, did we take our break at the 45, Shane? Okay, good. So he punched you in the mouth.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I have tickets to REO Speedwagon, don't you? And he said, and I also had tickets to see the guy that did Sad Eyes, Robert John, or not Robert John, Sad Eyes, and then Paul Davis. I go crazy when I look in your eye. I go crazy. You know that song?
Yeah.
We had tickets to see him.
And instead, you went and saw Oingo Boingo and Robert Fripp. What an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
Oh, all of a sudden, she's an idiot.
Well, I didn't say she deserved to get punched. Stu Galland was one of the most eligible. I'm older than you, I understand. But I know the family. Very wealthy.
Well, I'm not going to compromise my beliefs.
Well, good for you, Bobby. You stuck up for Black Flag and Henry Rollins, and you wound up getting punched out because your boyfriend had tickets to see Paul Davis and REO Speedwagon.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. But you know what? Years later, it's paid off because you got Henry Rollins on your podcast this week.
Well, that is true, and I'll probably say to him, you know, Henry, I took a...
Yeah, I'd love to hear you tell Henry Rollins what you took in order to stay loyal to him.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Okay, I'll tell you. I took.
Never mind what you took. We already know you took a punch. And that's above and beyond the call of duty. All right, Bobby, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. We're looking forward to your podcast this week with Henry Rollins. Bobby Dooley.
Thanks, everybody.
How about that, huh?
You're going to get punched out about it.
So her boyfriend had tickets to take her to the Universal to see REO Speedwagon. Instead, she said, I want to go see Henry Rollins, and he belted her.
Why do you find that funny? I don't think it's funny at all.
You're right. It's not funny. I apologize. Okay, so that's what Bobby has in store for y'all. By the way, if you are a backstage pass holder, you're going to be seeing an email coming to you today or tomorrow. It's a big email blast telling you what we all have in store for you. And that's always a good way that we stay in touch with our BSPs. We've got some pretty exciting things ahead as we continue our reboot here for the next 30 days. We've got some events that we've got planned. We have some special broadcasts that we have planned. We have some special, we got all kinds of special everything that we're going to have planned for you guys. So we do suggest that you hang around the radio here, and if you so choose, join us online at philhendryshow.com. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll have a podcast of tonight's show. We'll also have the video cast in the archive of tonight's show, and we will have a classic archive podcast as well. I think it's Lloyd Bonafide, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. It may be his Hitchkick one, for all I know. I don't, but I think that's what we have coming up for tomorrow on the Classic Podcast. Later in the week, I want to let you guys know that on Thursday night, I have a function that I must attend. It's almost like your teacher telling you, I have a teacher's meeting to attend, so, but I do have a function to attend. I'll let you guys know what's up with that as we proceed through the week. But like I said, a lot of surprises ahead, so stick around the radio here at philhendryshow.com and make sure, as I said, get your backstage pass. For Robert and for Bud and for Margaret and for all of our guests tonight, including Bobby there and REO Speedwagon, I'm Phil Hendry. See you cats tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock on the East Coast.